Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good thing.
What's up, my friends? This is Oral Stimulation. We are so excited to be here with you tonight on Extreme XM 165. Of course, in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. I am Melissa. I am joined by my ridiculous co-host, Alex. How's it going over there, Alex?
Good. Thanks for asking, Melissa, and yourself. How are you doing tonight?
Amazing.
Amazing.
It's been a great week.
Great.
I'm excited to get on with this. It's going to be a good show.
Let's do it.
I'm ready for it because actually, we're coming to the close of this year. This year that has brought us many amazing opportunities. A chance to get to know you better, of course. It doesn't get much better than that, right?
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
So, actually, as we come to the close of the year, it's time to start thinking ahead. What are we going to do to make 2013 even better than everything that went down this year?
I got a couple of things I could think of that I would like to make better for next year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Of course, my mind goes straight to the bedroom.
Of course. You little hussy, you.
I'm thinking, what can I do to make this next year extra special for any relationships that I'm in? Or if I find myself single, I think I'm going to let this year be the one where I let my inhibitions go.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, go all out crazy.
All out? Like girls gone wild crazy?
No, well, yeah, of course that, right? But what I mean is being more authentic, being more honest, taking the time to really figure out exactly what I want from myself and from a partner, and then finding a way to express that.
Actually, that's pretty impressive because I think in order to find out what you're looking for, you need to find out about yourself. And the more you found out about yourself, you could figure out what you would look for in someone else, right?
Very true.
I think that makes the relationship that much better and stronger.
Yeah, you definitely have to go into a relationship already knowing who you are before you can figure out who somebody else is. Because otherwise, and this has happened to me so many times, you lose yourself.
Yeah, and I think if you can't commit to that, then it's kind of, you feel bad for the other person because you're not there, right?
Right, because they don't even know who you are. So if you don't know who you are, how are they supposed to know?
Yeah, then you're a lost puppy.
And then you spend 2.5 years trying to figure everything out.
But the good thing is when you're out of that, you discover more about yourself, right? You kind of figure out what you like, what you don't like.
Definitely, definitely. Especially in like the last relationship that I was in.
Uh-huh.
I figured out a lot about myself, mostly just by learning what I didn't like.
So the things you didn't like about yourself or about your relationship?
About the relationship. So now I'm going to turn it around. In 2013, I'm going to apply those lessons and make it awesome.
I can't wait to hear about this. Can we just get into it already?
Oh, are you excited?
I'm a little aroused.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right. Good, good. That's how I like to keep you.
You always got me aroused.
Perfect. That's right where I want you. Don't go away. Now, you know, I've always been the type who's been very unafraid to express my desires.
Yeah, you've never really been a shy one.
Yeah, but actually it doesn't come so easily in a relationship. Now, I'll tell you about it. I'll tell the world about it, but if I'm standing there in front of the person that I'm going to bed with, I'm not normally the one to say, hey, do this to me, do that, tie me up, poke me here.
Isn't that the weirdest thing? It's like when you have no feelings, say if it was like a one-night stand and you could just not care and have your way with that person or have them have their way with you. But with somebody that you care about and you want to build that relationship with, and you're scared, like you don't want to do something wrong. You want to make sure you do the right things. You do the complete opposite and you don't maybe communicate. Like, I want you to touch me here. Kiss me on my neck. That's my spot. You want them to find it out on their own, right?
No, I think you're definitely right. I think that's the big fear is you don't want to do something wrong. People are afraid of letting themselves out and then being rejected. by someone they care about. If it's a one night stand, who cares? You know, there was probably something wrong with them anyway. But yeah, if it's somebody you like.
I think that's funny because there's something wrong. I think it's always easy for us to find something wrong in anybody, right? But to find the positives in someone, I think that's a little bit tougher.
I don't know.
What do you think?
I always start with finding the positives in people. You know, I always think, oh, this person's amazing. And then I always get let down.
Oh, no. Letdown's always hard. That's a tough thing in a relationship.
It's a really tough thing to go from putting someone on a pedestal and then you find out who they really are and you're like, oh, that's, but you know what? It's a learning experience. And actually, that's what I learned after going through my divorce is now I know who I am. I know what I like. And I know to take it slower with people.
Slow is good, actually.
You were talking about slow earlier.
Yeah, we were talking more in a sexual way, though.
Well, that's where we're headed.
I don't want to act prematurely.
Oh. Good call. Okay. So, having opened my eyes to my authentic self, there's people out there that they're living their dreams, you know? They're doing what they want to do. They get up and go to work every day and go, oh my gosh, this is what I want to do with my life.
But actually, how many people do you actually know that actually are happy and live their dream?
Well, in the industry that I'm in and around, a lot of people, you know, now they have no money and they sleep until noon.
Well, if they do it for money, it's another thing. You know what I mean? If they do it for the love of thing, I think that's admirable.
Yeah, you have to do it for the love.
Well, I mean, it's funny. Like, people always ask me, like, hey, how's your day going? The first thing I say is, I'm just living the dream. And I say, as a young boy, I was never much of a dreamer. I always made my dreams become a reality. You know, whether if I wanted to go out, whether if I wanted to buy something, whatever the case may be, you know, I would always be the type to go and get it.
So what dream are you living now? Because honestly, I would go crazy.
Crazy.
If I was in your situation.
My situation? What's my situation?
A cubicle. I just can't do it.
You know what? I think it's different. I think when you have like a regular 8 to 5, well, in my case, like a 20-hour day.
I know.
I think
you call me in the morning. You're on your way to work. I call you all day long. You're at work. Yesterday, you didn't leave work till like 11?
Yeah, I'm a workaholic. It's instilled in my genes.
Do you like it or are you, what drives you to do that?
You know what? I think I don't really complain. I think I'm just like a hard worker, to be honest with you. I think it's something where like I just, stuff needs to get done and I do it. I think I'm more of like a leader as far as that goes.
Okay, but it makes you happy.
I think to an extent, you know, I mean, the whole saying work hard, play hard. I love that. Like I could work hard throughout the week and take off to Vegas for the week and just play harder.
Yeah.
And I've done that many, many times. That's like my playground and getaway.
Now, some people take it in a different direction and they actually like to play the martyr card. They think the world's not going to keep spinning unless they're miserable and they have to suffer for the cause.
I can't stand those people. Like the negative Nancys, the people that are just like negative and they want to blame everybody for everything.
Have you ever come across one of those people in bed though?
Oh man. You know what? I try to look for the good chemistry. Chemistry is important to me.
Sure.
If I could already feel it's negative, I'm like, oh, no way. That girl will be sitting there going, no, go left, move right. I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to deal with that.
But see, I've had it in a different way. I mean, from a girl's perspective, if you have a guy who is playing the martyr thing and he's like, oh, I just want to make you come. I just want to make you happy. Don't worry about me. I don't like that because I'm very much a performer and a pleaser. And I want to know what gets a guy off. I want to get to that point. So if he's not going to tell me, it makes things very difficult. It definitely kills the mood.
I find it very hard to believe that you do not know how to pleasure a guy.
Well, of course I do. But if they won't let me because of their negative attitude.
Well, in what way would a guy be negative if you have like a beautiful woman like yourself?
Oh, thank you.
Either like coming on to me in either way. Like in what way would I be negative or in your experience?
Well, you wouldn't be negative, but I'm just saying people do that.
Well, in your past, like, has anybody been negative to you? And in what way? I'll cut them. Who was it? What's wrong with these people?
Well, it definitely wasn't my last relationship because, as you know, he asked for everything. It was, I should have gotten paid for that because I really feel like I was doing some major services.
He was a broke comedian anyways. What, do you need get change for a cab ride or something for gas?
Yeah.
That's rough.
Oh, I know.
Especially, I could get you guys, I'll pay top dollar. I know guys that know guys that would
Are
pay
you trying to turn me into a hooker right now?
Whoa, I'm just trying to introduce you to some nice people.
I see the direction you're going with this.
Yeah, we could throw you in a couple dating websites. Why not?
Oh my gosh.
See what kind of hits. I think you get a lot of hits.
So this year is going to be good. You and me.
You and I, yes. Above and beyond. Our wildest dreams.
Yeah. But I really believe that aside from all the martyr business, we were put on this earth to just have fun and enjoy each other and to live. And I can't do that in a cubicle for 9 or 18 hours.
Well, I think it's important to have a good balance. You know what I mean? You could still work, but if you have to spend time with, like, maybe if you're married with your loved one or kids or like your friends, if you could find a good balance, I think that's important. I think in anything you do in life, you know, it's hard when you focus all your effort into work or like your job or something like that. I mean, that could drain you. I mean, you could literally like live and die at your work. I mean, and that's terrible.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that saying goes like, you know, stop and smell the roses. You can't smell them when you're dead. You know what I mean? You're like in a room full of like flowers and you can't even smell them because you need to take the time to smell them.
I don't even like the smell of flowers. I really don't.
Well, maybe not in your case then, but you know what I mean? It's like, well, the point is like, enjoy the little things in life.
I can't wait to be dead to not smell flowers, actually.
Do you really not like flowers? Really, do you have a favorite flower?
No.
Not at all?
Well, no, not really.
Because, well, anyways, for the listeners that don't know, she's more of a chocolate girl anyway. She's in the sweets. Don't bring flowers to her. Bring her candy.
Seriously. Oh.
Chocolates. Reese's Pieces. Dark chocolate.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to try to incorporate more chocolate into my new year.
Sexually or just in general?
Because
they say,
think about sexually.
Like dark chocolate, it releases endorphins. It's That's supposed to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Does chocolate make you happy?
Actually, you know what? Speaking of, well, of course, chocolate makes me happy. But one thing I do want to do with sugar in the bedroom is
sugar.
Yeah.
Have
you ever heard of that? Like honey dust.
Yes.
Does that stuff work? Is that good?
Yeah, sprinkle it on, lick it off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I heard.
Yeah. But I want to get some of that.
It's actually really good. You like fluff it on. It's like literally like a powder.
Yeah.
And as you lick, you can taste the sweetness.
Oh, man. It kind of reminds me of like eating a Toblerone.
How do you go from honey to Toblerone?
Because there's honey in those.
Yeah, but it's different. The texture is completely different.
But it's honey flavored.
Yeah, but still, we're talking from like something that's like a powdered sugar to like a solid chocolate. How does that...
I'm actually thinking some honey powder on a brown guy dessert.
Do it. No whipped cream?
No, you don't need the whipped cream.
Chocolate syrup?
Okay.
Have you actually...
Nutella.
Have you ever actually experienced like any kind of sexcapade with chocolate syrup? Or maybe Nutella?
I have. Actually, it was chocolate syrup. Yeah. There was...
Isn't it messy? Like, how did that come about? Was it your idea, his idea, her idea? How did this come about?
It was his idea. And because, of course, you know, I love the chocolate. So he took it and he dripped it slowly. I mean, he warmed it up first. And he dripped it slowly all over me. But as slowly as he dripped it, he was following right behind, licking it up. So it didn't get all over the sheets or anything. But I love that feeling because, of course, he had me blindfolded.
Oh.
So you didn't know
what exactly was going on.
Yeah, you didn't know where it was going to drop and where his tongue was going to follow.
That's so this all happened in the bed, right?
Yeah. It was such a tease, too.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And actually, the blindfold, I think, because anticipation throws you off, right? You had no idea what was going on and how it would work.
Yeah, it actually makes it a little extreme, which is perfect because we are on Extreme XM in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com, channel 165.
Yes, you are.
So yeah, blindfolded chocolate. It was good. It was good. Actually, maybe I should incorporate that into the new year. Try to get a little more dessert in the bedroom.
Actually, dessert in the bedroom. It's funny because people use that all the time, right? They're like, they say like, you know, dessert or they go to dinner and they look at the other person like, well, I already have my dessert. But literally,
yeah,
you can have like two desserts, right?
You know what I've always wanted?
What?
Don't tell anyone this. This is really, I wasn't even going to talk about this. This is dirty though. Okay.
I like dirty.
You know, those long lollipops, the long twisty ones.
Yeah. Like at Disneyland or like you go to like the circus or stuff.
Yeah. I've always wanted a guy to use one of those on me.
With or without the wrapper?
Without.
No. Safety first, okay?
What? That's not safe. Those wrappers are sharp. Don't you think that would be kind of hot, though? I mean, if you were like twisting it in and out.
Yeah, but I think it would need to be a little thicker. It seems too thin. I mean, something like that going in and out of you, I mean, I don't think it's much pleasure.
I think it'd be the texture.
Well, I don't know. I think it need to be a little bit thicker because I think you need to really feel it.
I think I need to try it and report back.
Okay, so next time I see one of those, I am calling you up and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to bring this over to you.
You're going to go hunting for them now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, on the way home.
Running through the city.
And it's not like they come in flavors, right? It's strictly like pure sugar.
Yeah, it's all candy.
So at that point, you would actually, are you just making this up? Would you really do it?
No, I really would. That's something I've always wanted to try. Everybody always looks at me crazy, but you know what? Actually, that's kind of what I'm talking about is like, you know, being honest with your partner. Luckily, you're not my partner. That's why I can tell you that.
Well, let me ask. That's what I was going to say. Like, would you just bring it home and go like, hey, hon, or hey, babe, can you put this in my pussy?
It would depend on the guy.
I mean, or would you just be like, kind of like, you know, say your boyfriend or whoever the guy you're talking to, he happens to come home to either your place or you're at his and pretend like you're playing with it and he like caught you? Could you set up that scenario? Like, oh my gosh, like,
oh my gosh, don't look at my pussy. Yeah,
I mean, like, what do you do? How would you set that up? Because you talked about being honest. I mean, would you kind of be kind of sneaky and lay like all of a sudden like.
I know. Well, the thing is, if you tell someone that, it's one of those things they don't take you seriously.
But what if you go and do it? Like, how, I want to help you capitalize on this and make this
just
happen.
Start it?
Yeah. Right? I mean, especially if you bring it up, I mean, I think you just kind of pretend like you're doing it and him kind of catch you. What's he going to say? You think he's really going to stop and like, oh yeah, go ahead, finish up. Let me know when you're done.
Like, would you? What would you do? Okay, so say you walked in on me and I had this giant lollipop in my hand and I was licking it and rubbing it on my clit and, you know.
I would start taking off my clothes and work my way towards you. Actually, you know, the funny thing is, as you were describing that, the first thing I would do is actually rub it up and down towards your clit.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to stimulate that area.
Right.
So that way you're nice and moist and then slowly insert it in and out.
Oh, don't look at me when you say that.
I mean, how else would you do it, right?
Right. No, that's exactly what you would do.
Maybe pull it out, put it in your mouth, put it in my mouth and right back into yours.
Wait, it goes in my mouth first?
Well, either way.
Let's put it in your mouth first.
My mouth first. You know? That's actually kind of good motion. You could like sit there with the lollipop going in and out while I like suck on your clit.
Oh, wow.
No.
You're really going there, huh?
Well, I don't know. It's a new year. Turn over a new leaf. Dessert in the bedroom. Candy. We'll start with candy and we'll do the syrup. Well, you've already done the syrup. Yeah. Maybe Nutella.
Yeah. Melted Nutella.
Oh. We'll see what happens.
That sounds good. What else would you do? Something I would do, something I want to try, because I haven't done this yet, is sex in public. And ever? I don't mean, yeah, no, not ever. I don't mean like in a subway car or on the sidewalk or something. Even though a subway car, like an empty train car. How hot would that be if you could bang all the way across the country?
That would be pretty crazy.
Right?
You could like knock off the states as you go.
Yeah.
Wait, when you say public, like, I mean, it does, like, say you're out to dinner with your, like on a date, and you take your date in the bathroom and have sex with them in the bathroom. Is that considered public? Technically, it's like a public restroom, but I mean, is it where you want people to kind of see you to maybe get caught, like a voyeur, you know, like that type of thing, like exhibitionist style? Like, how would you really define that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't really want to get caught necessarily.
But
I would just want to be out there and, like, you know, feel like I could get caught.
But I think the excitement of wanting to be caught but not really, right?
Yeah.
So would the bathroom count or not?
We could always try and find out.
Well, no, it's kind of weird because somebody would walk in, I'm sure at that point they would hear it. You're pretty loud. And,
yeah.
I mean, I heard you're pretty loud.
Okay. If I knew somebody was going to come in, then of course I would totally turn it on for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Just be like, look, motherfucker, we're getting it on in here.
No.
No?
No, I would just moan a little louder.
But I mean, you might be like really deep and totally into it and not realize that somebody actually walked in, but you hear the door close on the way out. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Have you ever been caught up with someone or just in that moment where you lose everything and you're just like, you don't care, you don't give a fuck what goes on, that you just want to like reach your climax?
Actually, yeah.
Right?
No, because I was over at, I was over at my friend's house.
I thought you were going to say this magical place. For some reason. Okay, you were at a friend's house.
I was over at my friend's house. And I don't even know where her and her boyfriend went. No, actually, I do know where they went. They went to have sex in the bathtub. So I was really open with this friend of mine. But we were like, okay, well, they left, so why not, right? And it was kind of awkward because we didn't know if we should... if they were going to be cool with it. But I mean, they were so into each other and that was a huge turn on. So we just started going at it in the other room.
Wait, speaking of the other room, would you like actually have sex like in your friend's bed?
I would.
Or have you, I should say, not would you. I guess you would, but have you? I guess, yes.
With my friend.
Is it more awkward having sex in your friend's bed or your parents' bed?
Oh, I would never go in my parents' bed.
No, I mean, but has that ever happened or just that thought?
No.
But what if the guy was really into me? He's like, let's go fuck my parents' bed.
Oh, no, that's so disrespectful.
But what if he said, Melissa, please, that's what I want.
I say, Alex, no, let's go bang in your parents' bed.
I don't know. So friends, it's okay. Parents, no. What if it was like an aunt or an uncle or a cousin?
I don't really see a lot of my family.
No.
I know you and your cousins like to go out to strip clubs together, but...
Actually, my cousins don't like to go to strip clubs. It's my friends that do.
Oh.
My family's not as much into it. It's more my friends.
All right. Well, yeah. You go with groups, though.
Yeah, we roll pretty deep when we go.
Yeah. All right, but actually, what I was talking about, to get back to the very original point anyway, was sex in public. I kind of mean more like in the natural direction.
Like in a forest?
Yeah. Like when you're out camping and you can feel that breeze across your back. You're out under the stars. You know, there's no one around forever. So you can just kind of let your inhibitions go.
See, I'd be scared sleeping at night because I snore. Like a grizzly bear might think it's a mating call and come have their way with me. Is that weird?
Yes. I had a bear come in my campground once and he ate all my peanut butter, but he did not attack me. He didn't come after my pussy or anything.
No, I think actually, depending where you are, they're a little bit more civil than, you know, you could leave them alone. I know certain areas, like if you go like a big bear or mammoth, they'll be around and you'll be okay. Like, don't freak out. If they freak out, then they'll come after you, but usually they mind their own business.
All right. But actually, speaking of taking trips.
Trips to where?
Trips to anywhere when you're taking a car to get there.
Okay.
That's always a good time to have a little fun.
Little roadhead? Is that where you're going with this?
That's something definitely to incorporate into the new year, right?
Yeah, I think, you know what? It's weird. When you're in a relationship, it's like if the girl's not like that, like how do you work that in?
Sure. You can't just pull her hand over and...
Yeah, like, hey, babe, jack me off to keep me awake.
But then, I mean, guys fall asleep after, so...
You want to keep them awake?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'll tell you a story that happened to me once. I was driving and we were on the freeway and I had to piss really, really bad.
Were you in traffic or was this like outside of the...
No, there was no traffic. We were driving. And I had to piss so bad and there was no place to piss, right? We were just driving and driving. So the girl that I was with, she totally sucked my dick. So then that way I wouldn't have to piss. It forced me to come. And that made me not piss. True story.
And you made it safely to your destination.
Oh, totally. And then I pissed there.
Did she swallow?
She sure did.
Really?
Nothing wrong with swallowing, right?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't know. This is while you're driving.
Well, she could have spit in on cup. She loves me. I think that's a difference, right? When you're with people, like, you know, you take them to an extreme. If you like them, you probably wouldn't. But if you love them, you're down to do whatever.
That's true. Because the only guy I've ever swallowed for, I was so in love with.
You've only swallowed with one guy?
Uh-huh.
But with that guy, was it multiple times?
It was like twice.
Twice?
I was really in love. I'm really not big on swallowing.
Well, to be in love twice, I don't know. You're such a prude. I mean, if we got a bag of Skittles, maybe it'd turn you on to do a little bit more.
Yeah, okay. So we will always travel with Skittles.
Skittles?
Yeah.
Yeah, but... I thought you retired that whole thing.
Well, I tried to, but then everywhere we go, people keep bringing me Skittles.
See, you started. You're a little trendsetter, you. The funny thing about that is what happens with the one day when, you know, you talked about it, you created this whole thing with the Skittles blowjob, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Melissa Skittles blowjob. It was intended for one person.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Right.
You kind of retire it because it was made for that person. And you have a fan come up to you and goes, Melissa, say it's a girl. I want to give my boyfriend a Skittles blowjob. Do you take offense to that?
No, I think it's great.
So it's like kind of like an honor, right? It's like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's that. There's the pearl necklace hand job, which we can get into sometime. There's all these techniques that I love coming up with. Most of them, of course, involve candy. Or sugar.
Is that why you're so sweet?
Because I eat a lot of candy. Yeah, you are what you eat, huh?
That's what they say.
That must be it. You're totally right. I think it's awesome if people listen to a technique or a tip or some advice, and then they incorporate that, and then they tell me about it. I love that. I love hearing from our listeners. Which actually brings me to a good point. If you want to get a hold of us, we are on Twitter at OralStim. You can send us a message on Gmail, oralstim@gmail.com. Or, of course, we love Facebook.
Yeah, who doesn't love Facebook?
I'm on Facebook all day long. So facebook.com, Oral Stimulation Radio. Oral, of course, A-U-R-A-L, because you are... hearing all about us.
Yes.
And again, we are super happy to be here on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. There's so many ways to get a hold of us.
Yes. But actually, I want to get back more into talking about what we're talking about here. Yeah. I have a couple other things that I would want to discuss. What else are we going to talk about?
Go for it.
Coming up.
Okay, coming up, we're going to get more into what we're going to be doing for the new year. And actually, I posed this question to some of our listeners earlier in the week, and I will be giving you their answers, their hopes for the future. So we will be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Drew Marks, host of Bad Advice here on Skid Row Studios. Listen to us every Saturday, 2 to 3 Pacific time. If you want to call the show, call us at 800-893-9562.
Hey, everybody, this is Sal Rodriguez.
And Chris Z of Registered Ear Offenders.
Be sure to call in live every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific time.
Or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on
SkidRowStudios.com.
Players be first, ladies in the line saying me first. And keeping condoms in their purse. I'm the worst when it comes to talking dirty like a jerk. But I told you how I squirt, it all comes with the worst.
The boys got my thick ass Cuban thighs, pretty horse eyes.
All right, so we are back with more. Of course, we are talking about our hopes and dreams and goals for the new year, what we're going to do in bed, what we're going to do with our partners.
I'm curious to hear about our listeners and what they were talking about or what they imagined to be or to change.
Yeah, okay, so let's get into it. New station, we're here again on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. This is Oral Stimulation with Melissa and Alex, and our listeners always come up with some amazing ideas for us. So I asked them, what are we going to do in the new year? How are we going to make it exciting in bed with our partners? And they came up with some interesting ideas.
Okay. I like where this is going. Because usually it's just you and I kind of talking about like our thoughts and our feelings towards things.
Sure.
And to hear somebody else is actually pretty good.
Yeah. Actually, it's interesting. So
who's the first one?
What's
the first one about?
One of them, our guy, wants to remain anonymous, but he says his ultimate goal for this year is to get a girl on top so that he can spank her ass.
Get a girl on top?
Yeah.
Like maybe he's sitting down and have her bent over and spanking her?
I think he's laying down and she's on top. I don't know. It seems pretty mild, but if you've always been in a relationship that's very, very vanilla, how do you tell someone, roll over so I can spank your ass?
See, for me, spanking always kind of came where I was hitting it doggy style.
Oh, that's good too.
I mean, I think when I'm hitting from behind, I like to either like spank it, but I do what I call like an Allen Iverson crossover, where like I put my right hand over the girl's left cheek and then my left hand is over the right cheek. So that when you spank, you don't lose rhythm. Because usually if you're like hitting, you have your hands on her hips, right? And you're grabbing her and you're hitting it doggy style, you have to kind of like use your right hand and you spank the right butt, right? Uh-huh. If you spank, you kind of throw out a rhythm.
Okay.
But if you're doing it like a crossover with the right over the left, you spank and you could still hit it and spank at the same time.
You are so skilled.
Right? Have you ever done that?
You have some serious technique. No, I've never done that, but I have
an ass. I can teach you a couple things.
I have a big ass, and so guys love to grab it or pull on my hips. And they just, I like when they spank me when I'm on top, though. I feel like coming down all hard on it.
Okay, so if you're the girl and you don't like to be spanked.
Okay, I'll be the girl.
And no, I mean, in the scenario for our listener, how do you encourage that as a girl? How would you want to be approached?
Okay, if a girl doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's never thought of it before.
So out of nowhere, say you're like riding me and I just out of nowhere spanked you.
That's good for a one-night stand or a new relationship.
But what if it's something that I've like been dying to do to you and I just like, I'm too respectful. Like,
right.
I don't want to disrespect you. Like, I want you to know I'm still like a good guy, but I have like a naughty side that I want to let out.
That's actually, yeah, you start with some dirty talk, you know? You have to act like you're really in the moment and you're just saying all kinds of crazy things.
Okay, so we're out to dinner.
And like,
no, I'm just hypothetically. Say we're at dinner. Like, no, I'm trying to think about this because I need to plant the seed in your head, right?
Sure.
So I'm like, so say like you did something and I'm like, I can't wait to spank you later. So if you gave me like, yeah, right. So do I still try to do it?
Yeah, you can say something that she says something stupid and you're kind of like, oh, don't say that again or I'm going to spank you.
I'm really going to spank you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So at that point later, if it does happen, like I told you I was going to spank you, bitch.
Right, see? So you have an out.
Right?
But yeah, if you want to bring it into the bedroom, I think you start with a little dirty talk.
With like...
And then you say, oh, I just want to smack that ass. And then you do it and then there's no surprise. And you really have to gauge your partner's reaction.
I got to work on the dirty talk. Like, come over here, girl. I want to spank that ass like that.
Yeah, that's good.
And you're okay with that?
Of course. I love when a guy talks dirty to me.
Like, dirty and, like, explain, like, naughty or, like...
I was with a guy. The sweetest, most innocent guy. And when we got in the bedroom, he got dirty. You know, I love to give a good blowjob. And I love to, you know... get the mascara going down my face, the whole
so hot.
Taking it deep. I love looking up at a guy with the big doe eyes, like so adoringly, right?
I love that. On.
Yeah, but he so sweet outside the bedroom. I start going at it and he's like, oh, you're my little slut. You like it so hard, don't you? I know. I was so surprised, but it turned me on so much.
Okay, would you... encourage that, like say, like call me a little whore, or would you just let him take it up, take the lead?
I would let him do it.
But has there ever been a time where, like, call me your filthy little whore, or I'm your little slut, I'm daddy's little slut?
I've never been asked to be called something derogatory, but if a guy says it in like a hot way like that, because that really is the mark of knowing a guy's into it and you're doing a good job, and then it makes you want to do it even better.
But afterwards, you get creepy, like, oh my gosh, this guy is like a creep. Does that ever cross your mind after?
Yeah, it kind of throws you off, because especially like the first couple times, because you're like, who is this person? You're seeing this whole other side of them. But, you know, that's part of being authentic. If that's who you are in the bedroom, go for it.
Have you ever been in a situation where it like it scared you and you kind of like, I don't think I want to hook up with this guy anymore?
Yeah, lots of times.
Lots of times? Were they like too overbearing? Or is it something they said specifically?
No, it's a specific thing that guys do. If I'm hooking up with a guy for the first time, and of course I insist on always using a condom.
Okay.
And then
safe sex is actually very important.
Yeah. And then they always try to take it off. They're like, oh, we don't need this. Oh, this is too small. Forget it. It's not going to happen a second time. It just won't, because clearly you don't care about me.
Which is actually, you know what? It's funny. A lot of guys are like that, right? Like I know a lot of my friends, they'll be protective. And it's weird to think that a lot of guys, they don't care. They'll just be like, oh no, we don't need that.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
I know. Or the other thing I hate, and guys don't know this, of course, till we get in the bedroom, because I don't bring it up, but I really don't like being choked.
How about hair pulling?
I love that.
You're okay with hair pulling, yeah. But no choking?
Don't touch my neck, but definitely pull my hair. You have to get a big handful right next to your head. You can't just pull individual strands.
You know what? I hear that a lot from like a lot of my female friends. Mm-hmm. That guys need to learn how to pull hair.
Yeah.
And it needs to be done right.
But see, I've had where guys are going at me from behind and then they pull my hair, but then it pulls your neck back and you can't breathe. So you really... to pull it up.
Dude, I like actually doing like a nice, like what you said, like near the base of your neck or like right above there.
Yeah.
And getting that head full of hair. And I love just like turning the head to the side.
Ooh.
And just like pushing your head down on the pillow.
Yeah.
I love that.
From behind, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, if you're on top, it's kind of weird. But yeah, from behind.
Okay. So for a guy who wants to get a girl on top, and spank her little ass, definitely start with the dirty talk.
Dirty talk.
Yeah. Here's another. I was surprised about this, actually. This is from one of our female listeners.
Okay.
And I don't know what kind of mood she was in when she wrote this, but she said she wants to get divorced so she can fuck without getting caught.
What?
Yeah.
Talk about a New Year's resolution,
right? That's some serious forethought. So it makes me wonder if maybe she's been hooking up or if she's gotten caught before.
Well, I think at that point, it's people kind of stay in marriages or relationships for different reasons. You know, for kids, financially, more ways. I mean, there's so many variables that come to play. I can't speak on their behalf. But I think the main thing, if she wants to have like an open relationship sexually, by all means, she should do it. That doesn't mean she still has to have sex with her husband or ex-husband.
What about an open relationship? Do you think that you could go there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very important to openly communicate how you feel. But I mean, I could say that confident knowing that I think I would know how to please my woman. I mean, I'm the type where, you know this about me, like if I don't keep her happy, if I don't keep her satisfied in more ways than one, then I would blame myself for not fulfilling her needs. Like, I'd be the first to take credit for that.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to go search elsewhere for, like, in that this girl's case, you know, for, like, relationship-wise, if she wants to have sex with, then I'm not doing it right in bed. Then at that point, like, I have no one else to blame but myself.
But it's not necessarily coming at it from a you're not doing it right perspective. Maybe she just wants to experience everything, but she wants you by her side.
Oh, so you're talking like open like that?
Yeah, like an open relationship.
You know what? That actually, it's kind of weird in that you say that. I might have to take a couple steps back, because if I love someone, I want to enjoy every moment and everything with them. You know, if that's something they want, I mean, I'd be willing to try to keep our relationship going if that's something that where we'd go with it.
Sure.
But if it's something that would kill it, then I don't know.
Yeah, you can't knowingly walk into that. I mean, then at that point, you really just have to say, okay, you're free, you know.
That then again goes back to like the importance of communication in relationships, right? And how it's so key. You know, if you and I could openly communicate like what we want, what we don't like and stuff like that.
Why aren't we in a relationship, Alex? We communicate so well.
Oh, this is the radio. Communication's important. You know what the funny thing is about you saying that? It's always easy to talk about it or give advice to someone else about it. Yep, but when it's your own self, right out the door, right?
You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because your situation is so different, right?
Absolutely. Every time.
One of our other listeners, I don't know. This was a Filipino guy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm a Filipino guy.
Yes, you are. I don't think this is you, though, but maybe one of your insons. His resolution for the new year is to hook up with a white girl.
Was it Manny Pacquiao? The fighting pride of the Philippines.
There's a lot of that, though. You know, wanting to get with someone not necessarily for who they are, but for their race, for their hair color.
Actually, I think it's actually pretty cool, because I think a lot of mestizos or mixes, I think they come out really well. When, like, you know, with Filipinos with, like, white girls or vice versa, you know, like, white guys with Filipino girls.
True. Very true.
I think, I mean, I know a lot of handsome and beautiful kids that have come out of them.
Yeah.
And even, like, on TV, like, in the Philippines, a lot of them are all kind of mixed. But the Filipino people will always claim that, oh, they're part Filipino. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
That's our people.
I've seen that. I've seen lineups of Filipino stars and they're like 1/16th.
Yeah, it's like there's no way they're Filipino.
Like the whitest person you've ever seen.
I don't know. That's my peoples.
I like your peoples. That's good. That's very good. Again, you are listening to us on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. This is... Oral stimulation with Melissa and Alex.
I'm very orally stimulated right now.
I am too. I think this is going well. So now we've heard from our listeners. We know what they're going to be doing. I have to tell you, I'm really stuck on this canoe sex thing.
Yes.
I mentioned it before to you. And I have found a guy who is unwilling to do it, which means... there's my challenge. Get him naked in a canoe.
But, okay. What if this guy doesn't know how to swim? Could you still have sex with this guy in a canoe with a life vest?
He's a former lifeguard and professional surfer. And he totally knows how to swim.
Fail. But he's not down with you to do that?
Yeah, I think he's shy. I don't think he realizes how good it can actually be. So setting up the situation, right? I know he likes fishing. So all I need to do is act like I'm totally into fishing. Hey, let's go for a trip for the weekend. We can rent a boat. And then bam, before you know it, naked in the canoe. Could you imagine? Doesn't that sound great? The water's rocking you gently and you feel that breeze come over you.
That's not really my thing.
You're not going to do it either?
I wouldn't do it either.
Why? What is it? What am I missing?
Well, I think you could do it. You just find the right guy to do it with you. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we'd have like a listener email us in.
I'm over you.
Down to do it.
Yeah, if you're going to do canoe sex with me, email us. oralstim@gmail.com. AURALSTIM@gmail. Tell me what lake you're going to take me to for canoe sex.
Okay, so going to the next topic, what would you do after that? There's got to be something else on your list, Melissa. Besides a canoe.
There's a lot of things on my list. One thing I've always wanted to try, and I'm thinking this is going to be the year for it, is tantric sex.
Really?
You know, yeah. It's the summertime. I'm always thinking, in the summertime, it's hot. You don't really want to do a lot of moving or touching.
Do you think that really works?
I do. I think, yeah, because the whole point behind tantric sex is the intertwining of the physical and the spiritual bond and relationship between two people. So it starts, I mean, this starts even with your clothes on, just staring deeply in each other's eyes. And the challenge there is to stare into both of their eyes, not switch from one to the other, because that's a distraction, which is actually kind of hard to do unless you're pretty far apart, but you have to maintain that connection. So you're doing the eye contact.
Okay.
And then you go into breathing, right? So you start by breathing, inhaling and exhaling together, and then you switch off into one person exhales while the other one inhales, and it's back and forth, and that's when you really start to feel that melding together.
So it's really like two in a one.
Mm-hmm.
That actually does sound interesting. We got to find a class.
Right?
I say we take a class.
That would be awesome. But you start with your clothes on, and then if you want to get more intimate, you, of course, take your clothes off and you do the breathing. They recommend you do it for at least 10 minutes. So staring at each other and breathing.
You know what the funny thing is, you say this happened to one of my friends, right? He met this girl and he met her at a cougar bar. He was into older women and she was a cougar. And she went through the whole scenario, like, I want to take you home. I want you to experience this whole thing. Exactly what you said. So he goes like, fuck it. I'm going to go with her and check what this is all about, right? So he goes over there, they do the whole thing. A guy comes out, her husband comes out.
No.
And he freaks out and runs out the door. He told me they were going at it for literally like 4 or 5 hours, just going through the motion. He thinks like everything's going good. And out of nowhere, her husband comes out and tries to get in on it.
Did she know he was there?
No, I think that's what their thing were. Can you be like a swinger and kind of do that? I mean, yeah. I didn't know what it was, but he was telling me like, he hyped it all up. He was all excited. And I think he was getting really into it, you know. He was starting to finally become into one. And next, you know, her husband comes out.
And he freaked out.
He ran out the fucking door. What would you do? At that point, you don't know if you're going to get shot. You don't know if you're going to die.
Well, did the guy just walk around the corner? I mean, was he naked?
I think he was watching. And I think, you know, they were kind of going into the whole breathing thing together. And then I think at that point, out of nowhere, he kind of like joined, you know. Imagine, like, you're going at it for 4 or 5 hours, right? It's like, say you and I are doing this whole thing, and out of nowhere, you feel like another hand or like somebody else breathing down your neck when you know it's not the girl. You look over, you kind of lose your rhythm, and it's like another guy.
That's why I like being single, because I don't run into situations.
Well, no, he
like
was single. You know, he was looking for like a one-night stand.
Yeah.
Especially with older women, I think as a guy, older women know what they want.
That's true. So if you're a younger guy and you run into that situation, that's a lot scarier than probably if you've
Yeah, so you're thinking, you know, I got this girl in the bag. I can't wait to suck on her titties, have some fun with her.
And then it gets weird.
And then you kind of go through this whole thing where you think you're going to like totally like become one. And then all of a sudden somebody else comes out of nowhere.
Don't you think taking it slow, though, is possibly even more of a turn on than just regular speed?
Actually, there was this one time when I was with this girl talking about slow. She did everything slow. And we kissed very slowly. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. And then she went down to go suck my dick. And it was literally, I thought she was a snail. She was sucking my dick very, very slow. And I'm like, fuck, hurry up. You know, like, like I wanted to go put my hand and start jacking off and help her out.
Intense, right?
No, it was crazy intense. At that point, she was doing everything super slow. Super slow. I'm like, holy cow. And it really, actually, it intensified the sensation. So she was sitting there like sucking my dick and licking it really, 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 really slow. And I didn't think I could nut that way because I'm like, I need a little work, a little bit faster, a little bit harder. And after a little bit, like I literally, I got my nut and it intensified it.
I want to try that. I want to try this like 18 hours of sex.
Start with the slow blowjob.
The slow blowjob.
So next time you're with a guy, give him like a nice slow blowjob. Do you think you could control yourself? Are you that disciplined?
Yes. If I know there's going to be a big payoff at the end, yes. Especially if I know that it's driving a guy crazy, then definitely yes.
So you could go nice and slow?
Yeah.
Something about you knowing that you have that power over a guy. You can control
Well, that's why I love blowjobs, because it is a very powerful position. You know, you have his most sensitive part in your mouth.
And you know what?
He's powerless.
And I think as a guy, there's something about them having the power, knowing that like I'm conquering you because I have my dick in your mouth. So I think it's actually kind of mutual.
It's like a secret power thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think yes and no. We could both win in a situation like that, right?
What's the longest? Well, first of all, how long did that blowjob go?
You know what? It probably felt like 15, 20 minutes, but it was probably like 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the longest you've had?
Oh, what, a blowjob?
Yeah.
No, shoot. I don't even know. I felt bad for a couple girls. They were just going at it. I mean, there was times when I would just finish having sex with a girl. And then we'd shower after, go lie down in bed. Next thing you know, she was sucking my dick. And in my head, I'm like, I'm not going to nut right away, you poor thing. But she was determined. She wanted to swallow my shit just to say that she did it. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting there, like the TV's on. I'm watching TV. She's going at it. I'm like, fuck, it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
So I literally watched the whole first half of a basketball game. I'll never forget it. Because I waited for the halftime show. Like, all right.
You can control it like that?
I think it depends on how often I nut. You know, obviously if it's something where it's like, over periods of time, it's, you know, it'll take longer than the next time after.
What's the longest you could fuck for?
Fuck?
Yeah.
Like have sex?
Yeah.
With or without a condom?
It makes a difference, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, I could probably last a whole like 28 seconds more if I had a condom on. It's a little bit easier.
Ooh, really? 28 seconds on top of what?
On top of the other 2.5 minutes. Actually, I don't know. I actually prefer without the condom. I like to raw dog it.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, natural. But if it's somebody I don't trust like that, I mean, safety first.
What if it's a really, really hot girl? Do you think you'll use a condom just to try to slow it down?
I think no matter what, if I get caught up in a moment, I'm doing it. With or without the condom. I think I'll deal with the consequences later. Because I think at that point, when you're caught up in a moment and you really like have that want and that drive and desire for someone, you don't want to ruin that passion behind it, right?
True, true.
I mean, even if it is for like, you know, 5 minutes or 15. But do you like marathon sex as a girl? Or do you like knowing that you can make a guy come quicker?
Okay.
Be honest with me.
Okay, first of all, I love making a guy come as quickly as possible. Because then I kind of feel like, oh, victory score, did it.
See, it's like a pat on the back,
right? It is. It really is. I love knowing I can get a guy off quickly because that's what you see in the movies. That's what you see. Oh, a guy sees a hot girl and immediately it's over for him. So, of course, it's always good like that. But if you're in a relationship and you want to take the time to enjoy someone, you know, I love all that foreplay where you start by rubbing their shoulders and then you go into kissing their neck and you scratch your nails down their chest. And, you know, I love to get into it.
It's those subtle little things that you let the other person know, like, I want you.
Exactly.
And I want you in the worst way, really bad. Yeah. And I can't wait to have you right now.
See, then, you know, you asked if I have the control. And I thought I did, but now thinking about it, I really don't, because I can take forever with the foreplay. You know, I can kiss every inch of your inner thigh. But once I get your cock inside me, forget, it's over. It's really? On.
Like in your mouth or inside your pussy?
Inside my pussy.
At that point, you're like, I'm going to work this shit.
Yeah. But I don't like being on top, so I have to make the guy work it.
You don't like being on top at all?
I hate being on top.
You are one lazy girl. What is wrong with you?
No, hey, I work my hips and I do all that. I just don't, I don't know.
But what if he wants to flip you over? Would you let him hit it doggy?
I'll let him do whatever he wants. I'm whatever just he saying, wants.
What
I
if
don't
he says,
really
like I want you to jump on top of me and ride my dick?
I'll do it, but I'm not going to like it. But I will do it to please my partner.
Do you, is it because you can't come that way?
If, I can't.
Usually you could come if you're on top, right? You can control them more.
I don't know. I feel like, okay, when I'm laying down, there's only so many ways my face can go. But
I are you trying not to look at the guy? I'm confused.
No, I'm just saying. I feel like I have to work harder to look pretty when I'm on top.
But if the lights are off, I mean, if that's the point, you know what? This brings me to a really good point. One of my really good friends has told me this when I was younger. And it's a quote that I'll never, never forget. He told me, it's not the face you fuck, it's the fuck you face. So at that point, they're not worried about how pretty you are, Melissa. They want to get it in, girl. And they don't care.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
I mean, you know how hot it is when after like a nice, good round of like hot, passionate sex, like me, after I get my nut and you getting yours, me looking over at you and your hair is a mess and you're like, you just look like you're like weathered, like hot and bothered.
That's a good look.
Disheveled like that? Is an awesome look.
Really?
Yeah.
So what about on the other end of the spectrum?
What's that?
Aside from the whole marathon sex. What about the quickie? Because you can't really get into, you know, the whole disheveled hair, lost your clothes thing if you're on your lunch break, right?
I think that's actually, I prefer that. And that's where it's kind of a turn on because it's a challenge. Like if you want like a nooner at lunch, hey, babe, I'm going to come over for a quick bite to eat and make sure you're naked because I want to fuck you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even if I had a girlfriend that would bring me lunch at work. You know, I'd go down in the car. Where's the lunch? No, I just wanted to fuck you. How hot is that?
It's really hot, but you have to be prepared. You have to have the extra pair of underwear. You have to have the baby wipes. You have to be able to keep it together.
Yeah, but you know, it's hot when it's something quick like that. You walk back to work with a nice smile. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And who doesn't love a happy ending?
Right?
Right?
Of course. And this, of course, is a very happy ending to our show. We've covered a lot today, but we still have a whole year worth of topics and styles and techniques to discuss.
Yeah, we went with like the long way, the short way. We could cover everything in between, get the happy medium going.
It's going to be a good year, but I'm definitely going to get that canoe sex in.
Yeah, good luck trying to find someone to do that with.
It's going
to
happen. It's going to happen. Because we are on Extreme XM 165 now, of course, in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. It's going to be a good year. Yeah, I'm ready for it.
On what? Oral stimulation?
On oral stimulation with Melissa and Alex.
Run the our Twitter again really quick.
Okay, really quick. If you guys want to contact us, oralstim@gmail.com, Twitter @oralstim, facebook.com/oralstimulationradio. Oral is A-U-R-A-L. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear your fantasies, everything. Thank you, guys.
Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good day.
The longest show.